Greg Brandon along with Mike Kraft as we look forward to training camp coming up in a few weeks. We're breaking down the roster on the defensive side of the ball. Mike, we handled the defensive line. Now it's time to turn to the linebackers. And all you have to do is say the last names. Davis, Beeson, Keekley, enough said.
This is the most star-studded group on the team when you talk about these linebackers. Three number one picks lining up in the same unit. I don't think you can talk about how much that shows that this team building through the draft, and here is just a perfect example of it.
Well, and let me spin a little bit off that defensive line that we talked about the last couple of episodes. What happens when those defensive tackles, those big bodies, are able to do what they need to? What happens to a very athletic, a very fast linebacking corps?
Well, for one, you have a group that is able to flow freely throughout the defense. And if you go back and look at any of the tape of Luke Kuechly, this guy has an unbelievable ability to diagnose a play, get to the right gap at the right time. And when you have those defensive guys forcing the issue up front, running backs have no choice but to head straight for number 59, and he's going to make the play.
Well, and he was, of course, Luke Kuechly was the 2012 Rookie Defensive Player of the Year. Now, John Beeson will come back. Panthers fans really didn't get an opportunity to see John Beeson and Luke Kuechly play together. And, of course, Thomas Davis. You know, he came back last year after the knee injury. To see the three of those guys, and I give a lot of credit to John Beeson, I guess is where I'm going with this, because John's given up that middle linebacker position, kind of that quarterback, you know, position with the defense. He's embraced that. He's ever much the leader that he's been. How difficult is that for a veteran guy to see a rookie basically take his spot and then come back in, and now John's got to play outside?
Well, John will admit that he watched like the rest of us as Luke Kuechly got his footing last season and really took over that position and did things, I won't say that John can't do, but he just took it to another level and really played that position. Now, he's big enough of a man to recognize that talent. He stepped aside, but don't be fooled. He is still the heartbeat of this defense.
And you can see it through minicamp and the OTAs. Now, again, let's get to the backups, the guys who are going to play a role. A.J. Klein brought in as a rookie. He's drafted. Chase Blackburn, maybe flying a little under the radar, how important Chase Blackburn is coming out of the New York Giants organization with that championship experience.
That's a very important point. This guy has worn a couple rings and knows what it takes. He's seen teams progress from just being good to being better to winning that world championship and doing it against all odds. So he's a guy that can really, that will lend an ear to guys about, hey, what are you seeing? And the coaches give him a lot of credit for bringing that championship knowledge to this team.
Well, Mike, I think we could probably sit here and talk about the linebackers for a lot longer, but let's bring that discussion to a close. Next time here on Panthers.com, let's move to the cornerback position. And as solidified as the linebackers are, maybe not so much a corner, not necessarily questions, but who is the guy going to be? We'll do that next time right here on Panthers.com.